Welcome to Let's Talk Friends, the podcast where two newbies and two super fans come together to explore one of the most iconic TV shows of all time, Friends. We are your hosts, Daisy and Martin.
Hello.
Neither of us have ever seen an episode of Friends until now. Today, our Friends expert was here with us for episode 2. He will be with us every step of the way, providing insight and his seasoned opinions on this episode. Welcome back, Junior.
Hi, thank you.
We also have our daughter joining us again as a newbie. So today's episode is a bit different. Thank you both for joining us.
This is my second time here. And yes. Dude, that intro was badass. Like, I know we're supposed to talk about the show, but like that caught me off guard. I'm like, holy fuck.
Yeah, she's getting better.
I was just here like a couple weeks ago. Holy shit. Man, badass intro.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. All right. Let's get started with episode 6 of Let's Talk Friends. Today's episode is season 1, episode 6, called The One with the Butt. It aired on October 27, 1994. And how did I know that you guys were going to giggle when I said the butt?
I think that's a little immaturity that comes from your mind.
We're still immature, yeah.
He said butt.
The synopsis. Joey gets a film role as a stand-in for Al Pacino's butt. Ross tries to be less conservative. And Chandler has an affair with a married woman. So I took this off of HBO Max because that's where we watched the thing. And I know I say this all the time. But Ross is less conservative.
See, when you said that, I was trying to think. I just watched it this morning. And I'm trying to, like, I felt like it focused on Joey and just Chandler. So, and Monica at some point.
And Monica, yeah.
But Ross.
What did Ross do? Maybe it was supposed to say Monica is less conservative.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, because they're giving her shit on how uptight and, like, OCD she is about stuff. Ross had nothing to do with it.
I think it might have been, like, a mess up. Like, somebody wrote
the wrong name.
Yeah, please fix this, Max. Please.
Yeah, and I didn't even, you know, I wrote it down and I was like, it seems a little weird. Maybe I missed something, but no, that's what it is.
Unless there's like deleted scenes that we don't know about.
It could be.
Like because, a director's cut.
Because I did hear that like if you watch like the DVDs a little bit different than the episodes that they show. But I don't think it would be that
like
big
that
of a,
much like that you take away from a whole character.
I don't think. Yeah, it must be just a mess up on whoever wrote the synopsis.
You had one job.
Fired.
I know. All right.
But so, hey, if HBO wants to sponsor us at one point, you know, like I'll take my comments back.
All right. So we're going to start. We're in the pre-intro scene. Everyone is at Joey's musical. At first, they are all excited and supportive. The lights dim, signaling that the show is about to start. Ross says, shh, magic is about to happen. And, you know, the first scene when they're talking about, you know, Rachel makes it seem like it's so exciting to see Joey's name on the
card
the pamphlet. And Chandler's like, you could always tell
who's
never seen any of his plays. So damn, he knows like, that
he's a
sucks.
Shitty. Yeah, he's shitty. But I mean, like, for them all to like still go, even though like all his plays are crap, like that's. A true friend.
True friends, yeah.
You know, like, regardless, like, that's crazy. Like, shit, we can't even all get together to go to freaking Nona's graduation. Like, you know, like, and that's big.
Well, that was because, you know, they don't give you enough tickets to go to a graduation here anymore.
Yeah, thank you, Richards.
Okay, but when the play is over, they think it's terrible. Rachel says she feels violated. Monica asks asks if anyone else felt like they wanted to peel the skin off their body to have something else to do. And I guess it was a very boring play.
But see, like, yeah, when it first started, like, you know, he's there and then he gets up and like, down the shinko, like all this stuff. Like, but if you notice, like, when they show the characters, like, you know, the friends, they're all smiling and like laughing and stuff. So I'm like, how bad was this actual play that like, it started off like they were all smiling, you know, like. If one of you guys had a play and you guys were talking like that and acting like that, like, I'd be cracking up. Like, I'd be like, yeah, it was shitty. You know, your accent is shitty, but you looked stupid, you know? But they looked like they were having a good time. So I'm like, how bad actually was it? Show
maybe,
me more.
Maybe it was just the beginning. Maybe yeah, that.
Yeah, the lights were maybe off, so they were just the goofing around.
The beginning was probably okay, and they're probably like, it's going to get better. It's going to get better, and then it just doesn't. It just gets boring.
But what's crazy is that when it's over, when they're all like, take a bow, the lady that was sitting on the couch, the bench thing, she was still sitting there, and she bowed laying down. I was like,
oh, yeah, I did so
like,
that.
I'm like, the whole thing, she was just laying there the whole time. Like, it's just like, well,
they told her not to get up.
Like, just stay there.
You would think.
Bow from laying down.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
I did notice that. I thought it was a little weird. Like, why isn't she getting up?
Yeah, I didn't notice that, though. I didn't notice that until today. No. I watched it again this morning, and I was like, what the fuck is that? Get up.
Chandler meets a woman named Aurora and asks her out with the encouragement of everyone.
Yeah, but the way they encourage him was a funny thing. He's like, you know, like when he tells Ross, like, Ross, 10 o'clock, he's like, really? It feels like 2. He's like, no, beautiful woman at 8:09. And then, like, so, like, they're like, well, go talk to her. She's by herself. And then they're like, no, like, you know, that she's way out of his league and all this stuff. And, like, blah, blah, blah. You know, like, he doesn't know how you would approach it. But the way that they encourage him, like, there's so many beautiful women with nothing guys.
Okay. Yeah, it says, you always see these really beautiful women with these nothing guys. You could be one of those guys.
And that's what got him going. I'm like, damn, when you put it like that way, like, why not? It is true. I could be one of those guys.
All right. At Central Perk, Chandler tells everyone that Aurora has a husband named Rick and a boyfriend named Ethan. Chandler is thrilled because he will be having all the fun and none of the responsibility in this polyamorous relationship. The girls don't agree with him going forward with that relationship. Ross is okay with it, but Joey states he couldn't do it. He wants to know that he's going out with more people than her. When Ross starts talking about science behind monogamy, they all pretend to fall asleep by snoring.
I would too. Like,
so when he talks, are they just saying that he's like boring?
Yeah, because okay. He's like, you know, theory is, and they're just and then like, yeah, whatever. And they're like, no, we're listening. And then he's uses another big word, and then they're just like, they do it again. And it's just like, dude, just tell me what your input is.
Yeah, when
Chandler's telling the story, like, when he finishes. Monica's like, she's like, damn, like, you know, like that, you know, sucks. He's like, what do you mean? Like, did you not hear the story? And she's like, did you not hear the story? He's like, I'm gonna see you on Thursday. You know, like, for me, that's weird. Like,
ew. Yeah.
Like,
and then he said it's like a fantasy for all guys.
And then, yeah, they asked Ross, and then he's like, no. And he's like, yeah. You know, like, and then I started thinking, I'm like, is that mine? I'm like, nah, I think that's, I mean, all power to the people that are like, because obviously that's true.
Yeah, it's a thing.
You know, people are like, you know, swingers. Mm-hmm. All right. All power to you. But I would not like, even if it wasn't me, like my relationship or like I obviously wouldn't agree with that for me or like, and I wouldn't be okay with being involved with something like that. Because it's just, I don't know. Like, yeah. Things are passed around like that. Like, I don't know. Too scary.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's even here in the United States, you have like men with a lot of wives.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
See, I
wouldn't be able to do that either.
Yeah. I could barely handle with what I got going on at home.
I only got one.
I can't. It is true. Like, you know, it's bad enough that, like, a regular relationship, like, you have issues, right? Just imagine you're juggling 15 people like this girl was. Like, yes. Ew. I don't know. But I have more to say later on.
Rachel is super excited that she cleaned the apartment by herself for the first time. But this triggers Monica's obsessive tendencies when she notices that Rachel moved the green ottoman and Monica moves it back to the original spot.
Who the fuck uses ottoman? I had to Google that on my way here.
We use ottoman.
See, so when I first heard that, I heard it again. I watched it this morning and I'm like, what the fuck is an ottoman? So like they show you like that green,
yeah,
that green like footrest. And then so I'm like, say footrest. You know that like I've never met until right now that we were talking about it right now. That you guys use that. That yeah, mindset that is, the older you get, the more but, fancier words you
well,
use.
No.
But I thought that like that was like a 90s thing. So like, because people, I've never heard anybody say like, everybody hey, dude, would you like to ottoman. Buy this ottoman?
Who? They do. Everybody does. But I understand though, because last week, I didn't know what suds were.
Suds.
Oh yeah. Suds. What are suds?
You know, and that's such a, like, obvious, it's a common word apparently. That I've never used, I've never heard it, but apparently it's a word.
What suds?
Like from the last.
The bubbles. So. You know, the bubbles from when, the soap bubbles.
Yeah. Yeah. When you're washing.
When you're washing clothes or anything. Because there's even like car washes that are called, that I think that's the name of.
Like sudsy like
wash or something. Yeah.
So it's like, it's a word. I've never heard of it. So, I mean, like, maybe.
But see, like, when you, like, okay, so, like, obviously these are real words, right? Like, people actually used or use them. But, like, I just thought that this is, like, because this is obviously an older show.
No, and then it's because we don't have ottomans here. So there's no reason for us to, you know, like.
But, okay, hold on.
Growing up, we never had an ottoman. We had a coffee table in the middle of the living room.
That was our ottoman. But, she's concerned that she moved the ottoman, right? Whatever. The footrest. She was concerned about that. But then if you look where she puts it back, she's like, let's move it back just to see how it looks, right? Just to see. She moves it back and she's like, oh, look at that. Like, it still looks nice.
Yeah.
But it's like, you're concerned that she moved it, but you have it in front of a pink couch, single couch, and the thing is green.
Oh, yeah, it's green.
Let's talk about the fact that you don't know how to decorate.
Not only that, the chair that has the ottoman on, like, the table's right there, so you can put your feet on there. So why would you need another place to put your feet at?
Because you're not supposed
because
to put
we don't
your
put our feet foot on the table, Nona.
You're not supposed to put your feet on top of the coffee
table.
Well,
now we know what Nona does when you guys are not here.
I know.
Let's look at the coffee table. If it's chipped, it's her. But, like, I like Rachel's idea of why she moved it, and it is reasonable, and I'm be like, yeah, you're right. You know, the pink and the green don't match. Mm-hmm. So, like, whatever, you know? Instead of all of us sitting on top of each other, like, you know, somebody could sit there.
Well, you know what's weird, too, is nobody sits there. At least I haven't seen so far.
Well, no, they wouldn't, because then your back would be towards the camera.
Yeah.
So, like, move the fucking chair.
It's a useless chair.
Yeah, move the whole thing. Move the whole thing.
The whole thing is out of place.
Poor Rachel. And, like, be happy that she actually cleaned, you know?
Cause, like, she was so excited.
Yeah. And then, like, oh, that's how we're greeting each other? Like, I like that. Chandler's awesome. Like now. Yeah. He's like, I like that.
They tell her she has, you know, some. They don't use OCD, but, you know, they kind of say, like, you have something. And they prove it by giving her samples of her obsessive behavior. Like, she needs to pay her bills as soon as they arrive. She has to buy the detergent with the EC pour spout and using coasters for cold drinks, which I understand. I would use coasters for
drinks. I want to start doing that because that's the one that broke her. She's like, okay, enough. You know, like the way that when they were describing it, yesterday we were playing beer pong in the garage. And then my mom left my mom left a table, a nice table, right? But, like, so the obviously the beer is cold and we're just placing it on the table. And then, like, every time you moved it, like, Liz is obviously standing on the other side. Every time she would move it, I would just see a ring. Mm-hmm. But, like, it wasn't a wet ring. It was, like, already, like, white.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, yeah. I'm like, you're just messing up your furniture at this point. So, like, that one, I understand.
Yeah.
But Monica does have a really bad, like, you can't move anything. That, you know, good thing you didn't fan out the magazines because she would have, you know, gouged your eyes out. So, like, it's dead on. So, like, she is really anal about a lot of her stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That for sure.
I would not be able to live with her.
Russ also mentioned that her Raggedy Ann doll wasn't raggedy.
Yeah.
Joey's excited because he got a part in the new Al Pacino movie. The friends want to know what part he will be playing. He hesitates, but eventually tells them he will be playing Al Pacino's butt double. They burst out laughing. Did they burst out laughing? They were kind of making fun.
Yeah,
they were making
Monica
fun of him.
Monica laughs, I think. She laughs, and then they all make jokes about it.
Right.
Yeah, they do make jokes.
How do you feel about that? Like, if somebody, like, Martin, we gave you a lot that you... Well, your face looks like Leonardo DiCaprio. But say, like... They grabbed you and they told you, like, hey, like, we want you to be Leo's butt. You know, like, would you be able to do that?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to do that.
Who's going to know that you
can't see your face, though?
I would be naked in front of people.
See, that is kind of weird, though.
Like, I can't do that. Like, yeah, I understand that, like, nobody's going to know. Like, maybe I'll get a credit, you know, like, you know, Al Pacino stunt double. And my name would be next to the, you know, or whatever. But, like... I would know, like, I would have to be there in front of a director, a cameraman, a producer, you know, makeup lady or whatever.
Like a lot of ladies, a lot of guys.
Yeah, so, like, you know, like, and what if it's cold that day? You know, like, I would not be able to do that. So, like, I don't know. Like, but at least, dude, who wouldn't want to be in the Al Pacino movie? Al Pacino, Scarface, you know, yeah. Robert De Niro was, you know, in Heat with Al Pacino.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Goodfellas.
Those are two different
characters. Actors.
Right. Everybody knows this at this table.
And now we do.
Oh, man.
And I don't even watch movies, but I know who's who.
And we've seen Scarface so many times, Martin.
Anyway.
It was just a brain fart.
A big brain fart. Motion detected at the driveway. Aww. We gotta keep that on.
Okay. At the set... Joey tries to do the shot, but he's not able to get it right after many attempts.
See, because that's his fault. You know, like, he tried something the first time and he explained why. But, like, the director wasn't having it. So, if that was me, I would have stopped after the first one. Like, okay, cool. Like, they're not accepting because...
Did you go over, like, the moisturizer part?
The what?
The moisturizer.
Oh, when he goes into the like, apartment.
Yeah.
To the apartment to get a moisturizer for his butt. And then Monica's like, just go in there. Like, don't tell me whatever you did in there. Oh, and then Chandler goes in there.
My eyes.
He's like, we're roomies.
No, I didn't go for that. Nope. He is fired. He's depressed, and the friends try to tell him that maybe this wasn't his big shot, and later in life, there will be a kid that will be excited to be able to play Joey Tribbiani's
butt.
They use...
Ass?
Yeah.
Don't they? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Phoebe does say,
yeah.
I'm going to be Joey Tribbiani's ass.
Yeah, she does.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like this is the first time we hear Phoebe? Joey's last name.
Tribbiani. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think they've said it ever until now.
Joey, I don't know.
I don't think I've heard it, but I could be wrong.
I see, like, some of those things, like, it's hard for me to remember because, like, I do know. You know, like, I know, like, their name. So, like, I'm not paying attention.
You're not paying attention anymore.
Yeah, to, like, when did it come out or, like, you know, so, like.
Because we don't know everybody's last name right now, right? We just know Joey's, Ross.
Ross is...
I don't know Ross.
Geller.
Oh, yeah, Geller. Yeah, Geller.
That's Monica, too.
They said it.
Phoebe. You don't know Phoebe's last name?
No.
You don't want to know?
Let's
maybe
wait
we should wait.
Yeah. And Phoebe's... We don't know Phoebe's, do we?
That's who we're talking about. Phoebe.
Well, Chandler's name hasn't came out? Last name?
No.
I love Chandler's last name. His...
I
so further down,
I know Chandler's
because of Outside.
Because of But
he also has a middle name too that eventually comes out. I think.
I don't know that. But I do know his last name. I do know his last name, but they haven't said it yet. At least I don't think. But I know his last name. Yeah, so anyway, so he does. Poor guy, he gets fired.
But see, if you already saw that the, because you know how in movies we hear all the time that they let people improvise or they'll throw stuff in like the Wolf of Wall Street that that wasn't part of the thing, and they even show Leo holding in his laugh and he's just looking for somebody to say cut, because that's something that he would do outside, and they kept it in the movie, and that I feel like that's an iconic thing. So obviously, A for effort, or for him to actually fuck it, I'm gonna try to throw my little flavor in there. But if you saw that the crowd wasn't, or the audience wasn't, going for it, or there's no approval, why would you? And then he still does it again. So I think he deserves to get fired.
First time he was wasn't he clenching or something?
Yeah,
he's clenching. He just lost his mother. He just lost, so he's sad or whatever he said. And then he does it again, and then the second time I think he does say he's desperate, so he's tense and all this stuff. So it's dude, come on, if you didn't like it the first time, he's not gonna like you to clench or fuck, if you're gonna fart or something,
he just wants to act.
Yeah,
and the only way he could act is with his
butt. See, this would have gotten him into the door. Now you're not in an Al Pacino movie, they told me to hold Al Pacino's cup and just stand there. I'd be like, okay, I got to stand next to him, in that movie. So damn, it does suck, but it's his fault.
Yeah, I mean, it is his fault. He tried too hard and it didn't work out.
Yeah, exactly. Too hard.
It didn't work. Okay. Aurora wants just a sexual relationship with Chandler, but Chandler doesn't want that, so he breaks up with her. Later, everyone tries to cheer him up about the breakup by telling him that he dumped her. And Ross starts naming all the good qualities about her and says, tell me why you did this again.
And see, and that's the thing. That's the, when I said that I had more to say, that's the scene that they're laying down. And then she mentions, another guy, Andrew. So now it's her husband, Brick. It's, Nathan, Chandler. And then now there's that Andrew guy. So he's women would kill to have us three guys, he's defending him and the two other guys already, Andrew's the one that broke the camel's back.
Yeah.
So but he knew what he was getting himself into. Obviously she's really open for a lot of things and probably
and Ethan are also open. I guess they don't care.
And obviously Chandler came in with the intention of that, but then obviously he developed feelings for her, because then he wants her just to drop everybody else and go and with
stay
him.
With him.
But how would you even get to the point that you would want to be in a serious relationship with somebody that needs multiple guys at a time?
He probably thinks that he would be able to change her.
But why would you want to change somebody that's like that?
I don't know.
Maybe. At least for me, I was like, man, I don't agree with you, Chandler. Come on, man. Let's go back with Janice.
Well, he developed feelings for her.
I mean, you can't help that. It just, you spend so much time with each other. They even said they talk, they have a good time. And then so I could, obviously you can't help who you fall for or who you want to be with. Mm-hmm. So I understand that, but also in the back of my mind, I put myself in his shoes and I was like, dude, but even if I've caught feelings, why would you want to even involve yourself or try or even persuade somebody like that to just choose me, even though I know you had 15 dudes all together, I don't know, but I'm glad that he was the one that he's like, you know what? I'm leaving. And then,
Now he's single. He even liked the way she said his name.
Chandler.
All right, so then Monica tries to prove the friends wrong by leaving her shoes randomly in the middle of the living room, and she goes to bed. But she can't sleep all night thinking about the shoes she left. She wants to get up, put them away, But then if she does that, her friends will really know that she has those tendencies. Then she says, maybe I can get up and then put them away, then wake up early and put them back where they were.
Dude, her problems are real. Like,
and then that's when she realizes, like, oh gosh, I do have a problem. Like, and then she has a problem.
And even like going like way back into like when they're like bringing it to her attention that she's like, you know, OCD or whatever, they say that, like, you know who you're turning into? Like, you're like mom, and she screams. Oh, and wow. Obviously, like, her mom is not one of a big fan here. when I watched it this morning, like, I had already seen it when you texted me about this episode. So I had left off, and it just started off when she was in the bed and, like, she was, like, you know, debating and, like, going with each, like, fighting with herself about it. I'm like, what the fuck is she talking about? And then, so, like, I had to rewatch the whole episode. And then, so, like, for me, I'm like, I probably feel more bothered if there was dishes in the sink. Not my shoes just chilling there, you know, like, but obviously she has, like, major problems where, you know, and this is just the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, this is just the beginning of how crazy she is about, like, how clean she needs to be, or, like, nobody could touch anything.
Okay, so this episode was, you know, more concentrated on Joey, Chandler, and Monica. And I thought it was a funny episode. It was pretty funny. There's a lot of funny lines.
Yeah.
It wasn't one of my favorites, though. It was okay. It was funny. I'm not going to say it wasn't horrible, but it wasn't one of my favorites.
It was in episode 2, for sure. Because you know how angry that and I like to laugh. So, like, this one wasn't bad. There's obviously funnier, you know, there's going to be funnier episodes and, like, favorite episodes and more, like, you know, punchlines and more, like, things that you're just, like, maybe, like, obviously we all hang out. So, like, there's obviously other lines that we grab or, like, scenarios that we'll, like, throw at each other. But this episode was, like, a good setting stone where like, it's good. Like, you get to see now at least, you know, more about Chandler, more Joey and Monica crazy, you know, being crazy, which turns out to be funny later on, you know. Mm-hmm. So, like, I did like this episode. I mean, obviously, there's funnier things, you know, but this one wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad.
I was a fan of this one.
It wasn't bad.
I'm not angry.
So far, I don't think it's not my favorite.
Yeah.
But it was funny. I mean, they all have been funny.
Yeah. Phoebe discusses how Monica was when they used to live together.
Oh yeah, she did.
This is the first time, like, I didn't know that they lived together.
Yeah.
Did they say this or
no? But like, again, like, since we're still early on, like, you know, this has like 9-8 seasons, so like there will be flashbacks, you know, or like or there will be stories that are told about, you know, previous things that didn't show first episode.
Yeah.
So yeah, you are right, and I forgot about that. Like, she does. Yeah, she makes the, like, you know, cyclone noise that she's just, like, you know, gonna stab you in the shower for moving things around. But this one from the other episodes that I could remember, like, pre, you know, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This episode, Phoebe is the one that made me laugh because of that scene.
You know, Phoebe has been funny though in probably every episode that I've watched. So I think there's always a very funny line that she says in every episode, and it might be all of them, but for some reason I always, like, gravitate towards her because I really like her and I feel like every time something she hardly has any lines, but the lines that she does get are funny.
The way she delivers them. I feel like, for me, if I had to choose one of them that stuck out, like, that was funny, is Phoebe in this one.
Yeah, Phoebe was really funny. Yeah. Chandler had a few lines too.
Yeah.
He was funny too.
His thing was more noises, you know? Like,
yeah, it was a lot of noises.
And I love it, you know? And then I think maybe that's why, like, you know how when I make faces, I'm like, you know, like, I make stupid noises plus a stupid face. And then I just looked in the camera, so the camera actually, like, you're going to see that later. And then, like, damn, what the fuck is wrong with this guy? Like, Dude, you can't take him anywhere. I like the, like, he doesn't even have to say anything. He just makes noises. And I'll laugh. And I'm just there like, yeah. You know, like, just dumb.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
there's something wrong with him.
I don't know if you guys noticed, too, though, you know, after watching them, like I said, watching the episodes multiple times, I noticed when Joey was in the shower trying to do that scene of the butt, you could see his shadow.
Yeah.
What?
The shadow of, you know, like the shadow.
Of the,
like,
front or the
around,
back?
Like around, like the shower wall, like you're able to see his shadow.
Of his front?
You can't see anything because he's not naked. You can see that he's wearing shorts.
Like, yeah. Oh, okay. So I was like, I don't know, because the way that she was saying, like, agreeing with you, I was like, you guys are perverts, because why are you guys looking? Because like, but there is, I don't know, like again, like, we've had so much time to, like, watch this, that, like, I don't know if it was on YouTube that, like, I had seen something that, like, there was also a time where, like, I think one of them flashes the other one, and then, like, in the, like, blooper or, like, the, like, director's cut, like, the unseen, you know, mm-hmm. obviously, like, off mm-hmm. off air, like, it's a picture of one of the other cast members' picture. Oh! Either. So, like, dude, I can't. Oh, wow. I'm going to have to go, like, when I go home, I'm going to have to look at it and, like, find it.
Yeah, send
it. And then, like, and save it or, like, send it to you guys, because, like, but, like, the way that you convinced me that you maybe saw, like, his thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Or, like, the, about his, like, penis, his shadow. Like, so yeah, I'm like, damn, like, but stuff. Because, and that's why I was, like, waiting for you guys to finish, like, to answer me, because I'm like, wait, see what? Like, what are we seeing? You know, like, not that I'm going to go back and, like, oh, I want to see it.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't go back.
Let's measure. No, but, like, the way that she convinced me that, like, you could see something, yeah. You know? But then you say shorts. And then,
you can see his shorts.
And then I'm like, yeah. Okay, cool, because, like, there is that, and man, dude, I don't know where
that's
I saw
why,
it.
That's why I was saying, like,
it's not true.
It's not true. Yeah.
Because I was, not that I was making sure, but
yeah,
I was
okay.
At the,
let me know where your head is at, Nona. let me see what I can see.
Because it's very obvious, though. And I didn't notice it the first or the second time that I watched it. It was like the very last time that I watched the show, because I don't know, maybe I was paying more attention. But
too much attention
apparently. But yeah, you could tell that he was wearing shorts, mm-hmm. which it makes it not believable.
Yeah, you know? And like, stuff like that, you have to, like, watch out
thing,
for.
The thing is, like, that's why you're not really supposed to be paying attention too much, because then you know, then
when you watch it 2 or 3 times, you
can't help but see, like, and I think, like, now that we're here, like, we're doing this, like, we are paying attention to, like, every single thing, so we, like, blow a lot of these things up, like this. Yeah. Like, I watched it twice, right? That from recently, from when you told me, and then today, I was not looking. I didn't pay attention.
Me neither. I was just like, what, like, are you talking about?
Now, the only thing that you convinced
now
me.
Now, the next time you watch it, you're gonna pay attention.
I'm gonna go home and just, I'm gonna go to that scene, and I'm like, oh yeah, you're crazy.
He's wearing shorts. Awesome.
He's wearing thickies. What?
What were you saying? They should have made, like, I don't know, like, at least, like, try to hide it.
Yeah.
Like, make them wear, like, leggings or something. I don't know. Like,
yeah, something, or,
like,
or,
like, underwear. Like, yeah. tight boxers, like, or whatever.
Tighter boxes. Or, yeah, boxers. Boxes.
Boxers.
Boxers.
Hello.
No, because, yeah, because it is very noticeable. Or unless they try to, like, do a different angle where you won't see shadows that much or something. I don't
know.
Their
lighting, yeah.
But, yeah, but obviously, I mean, you've watched this several times and you never paid attention.
Never caught that.
You guys
ruined it for me. Thank you. I thought he was naked.
Yeah, honestly.
God, now I'm not going to be able to go to sleep at night.
Did they mention which movie this was going to be? Which Al Pacino movie? Or did it not go that far?
Nah, they just said it's an Al Pacino movie. Oh, but okay. What movie did he come on naked in?
I have no idea.
I never seen Al Pacino's
ass. They
probably
made it up.
Yeah,
maybe.
I should Google it.
But
I don't think it's a real movie.
But they didn't make up George Gianafanafalakis, right? Because that was a real person.
That is
right,
a real person.
So, like, I thought that it was a fake person.
Yeah,
Who did that episode? Marty, right?
Marty and Gino. Yeah.
So, like, I thought the whole time that was a fake person, because that sounds like Big Bird's friend.
That's what
you know?
I
know. So, like, yeah, you can't help but to assume that things are fake.
That
but
things then, are fake.
What yeah. if it was a maybe there is a Al Pacino movie that he is, you know, that he did need a butt double. Not and maybe. We never paid attention because, I mean...
Yeah, I mean...
We're not paying attention to shower scenes. No, yeah, no.
So if any of our listeners have seen an Al Pacino movie that he shows his butt, please let us know.
Yeah, because Nona and Daisy are interested.
So we want to see who was the butt double.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if he looks like Joey. Or, like, whatever his butt looks like might resemble Joey's butt.
Yeah, maybe.
In shorts, though.
In shorts. Yeah.
Okay. So now we're going to do trivia questions.
Yay.
And I am a little bit upset.
Why?
Because you guys have already answered some of them.
Oh shit.
So these are, you know, things that we already answered, but you guys could answer again anyway.
Watch us get it wrong now. And like, we were just like, you know, yeah, just know talking, that. Just to talk, and like, oh, I don't know. B.
Okay. Okay, so question number one. What does Joey borrow from Monica?
Moisturizer. That's why she didn't mention it.
Yeah, that's nice why. Because I was like, oh.
Get off my set. No.
This one you guys might not know. What makes Chandler well up?
Well, can you use that in a sentence?
What are the answers? Like, what are the choices?
Oh my god, I don't have multiple choice. It's not a multiple choice. Mm-hmm. It's a like you
I feel
fill
like
in
I
the
have
blank.
It in my I have it in my head, but I can't.
I know. I want to like. Jeez.
Well up, like
well up, like
the
like,
people listening to this are gonna be like, well, like make, the make guest should at least cry. Know since I'm seasoned, then like I should know.
No, you'd be surprised though because you know.
I'm gonna have to pass.
Okay. When the Grinch's heart grows yes. 3 times too big.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy?
Uh-huh.
That also kind of it gives me a happy tear come out too. I love the Grinch. Like, so I can see why.
Makes.
Yeah, like, it's like, damn, like, he's not, like, he doesn't have a small heart anymore.
Mm.
So I could agree with that.
All right, question three. What is the name of the talent agency that leaves a card for Joey?
Ooh. I just know that the agent's name is Estelle.
You're close. You?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I just know the lady's name was Aurora, right?
No.
That's
no.
the chick that Chandler was.
We're talking about the talent agency.
Oh,
it's called the Estelle Leonard Talent Agency.
Mm. Oh. Yeah, I would never guess that.
Okay. Question four. Chandler's new girlfriend was formerly in the army of what country?
Israeli. Israeli army, Israel.
I don't know why I was going to say Iran.
Yeah. That's because you're like looking at my answers and you could probably just see.
I am looking
forward. You could see the eye. You could see the eye.
Iraq. Afghanistan. America.
Okay, question five. Aurora had a husband named Rick and a boyfriend named Ethan when she met Chandler. But what's the name of the new boyfriend?
Andrew.
Whoa, settle down.
You looked at my people.
We really need like a buzzer or something.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, question number six. What does the director call Joey when they are on the set?
Come on, Nona. You're real quick
with
the last one.
Real quick. Come on,
you're real quick with the other one. The buzzer's yours. This I definitely don't remember.
No. Mm-mm. No.
No.
He says, butt guy.
I kind of knew it, but yeah, no.
Doesn't
like for me. That was too obvious for me to say. Like,
yeah,
butt guy. Like, but the thing is, guy. Like, he didn't call him by his name. He called him.
It was just butt guy.
A butt guy.
Because I'm pretty sure in the credits it would have been like butt guy.
Yeah.
Right. So like, might as well just call him that.
Call
like,
him butt guy.
Butt guy.
Yeah.
Car guy.
Good thing they didn't say ass man.
Ass man. Donkey.
All right, question number seven. Why does Joey get fired from the role of Al Pacino's butt?
Because he acts too much with his butt.
He kept on clenching.
Yeah, he was doing too much. That's what I have written. He's doing too much. He's overacting. So yeah, that's right. And question number 8. Who does Joey say will know it's not his butt in the movie?
His mother.
Come on, Luna.
And then they're like, who was it, Chandler? He was like, that's sweet, but disturbing at the same time.
Yeah.
I wonder if my mom would know if, like...
I don't think she would know what your butt looks like. If you show her, like,
4 different butts, and if mine is included, she's like, that one's Junior. Like, I don't think I have a mole back there, but I can't see back there, so how would I know, you know? Like, so... Maybe there is something distinctive. I'll have to ask Liz later and I'll let you guys know.
Well, ask my mom. Ask my mom if she'll be able to pick out your butt from
her. Should we call her now?
Well,
take a picture and show her.
Mom, who do you think's ass is this? And just Google another one. Google somebody else's ass and then send her mine and be like, ¿cuál es la mía?
There you go.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. Okay. Oh my gosh. Oh man. Okay. And with that, this concludes our episode 6 of Let's Talk Friends. Our next episode is season 1, episode 7, called The One with the Blackout.
Ooh. And this one is awesome.
I seen it already because I was trying to get that ready. Yeah, I haven't seen it,
but let's do this podcast.
I still don't have my notes, but I did watch the episode and I liked it. So
that was me on the chair. I'm sorry, I didn't fart. I didn't. All this butt talk. I don't want nobody to think that. Gosh, somebody actually ripped ass the way there. I wonder who it was.
It was Junior.
But this one, it was a chair. But that episode is. I like it.
Yeah,
I do like this one. This one, out of all the ones that like you guys have done, I'm going to enjoy and look forward to hearing, you know, like obviously the podcast about that episode, because right now I haven't seen it since the last time I've seen it, and God knows when that was, but I remember it.
Yeah.
So like, I can't
it's
wait.
It's a memorable.
Yeah, like it's one of those good ones.
Very good.
Yeah. One of those good ones for sure.
Okay. Yeah, I did like it. I mean, I already watched it. I did like it, so I can't wait for that one.
I have to watch it still.
All right.
You guys don't watch it together?
No, because she's always one step ahead of me.
Oh. Oh
yeah. Because I'm trying to do all this.
Fogel's right. A badass. That's why.
Yeah.
She is.
All right. Well, thank you, Junior and Ariana, for joining us today.
Thank you for having us. It's awesome. And finally, you gave me an episode that I'm not going home angry. You know, so like, but it's also, I mean, it's always nice to, you know, talk about something that we enjoy.
Yeah.
So like, it's cool to, you know, go back and like see what you guys, you know, how you guys feel about it. Not just what I feel about.
Yeah.
But it was good to be back. And then hopefully I come back again soon.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely.
Sure. All right. Well, thank you all of our listeners. Please remember to like and rate our podcast. If you have any questions or suggestions, please send us an email at letstalkfriends24@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Instagram at let's_talk_friends24. Bye, everybody.
Thank you. Bye. Guys. Bye.